Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
All right, so we will take your calls about anything. Also, of course, various different things in the news that we can discuss, including this Santorum character who is back in the news. The last time we talked about this guy, I mean, I guess he's been in the news, but news that we care about. last time we talked about him was when Derek J and I and other liberty activists here in the Keene area basically cornered him as he was attempting to have himself an event here in Keene during the primary in New Hampshire, and asked him some hard-hitting questions like whether or not he had seen himself or searched for himself on Google. And that video is up. I think you can probably find it by searching for Santorum Google on YouTube, and it'll probably come up. And that was a lot of fun.
Sang him some drug-related songs.
Right, the Shire Choir serenaded him, and that was great as well. So, Mark, there's what's going on with this guy right now? Because he's still in the presidential race, and he's crazy as a coup. What's happening?
I don't think that most people would call him crazy, though. I mean, I don't think he's...
Isn't this the guy that wants to ban birth control? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's crazy. Crazy kook.
Okay. I would have to agree that his point of view is sufficiently deviated from the norm as to be difficult to comprehend. I'm with you.
We didn't get into the detail on this banning birth control thing, but I saw the headlines and I just
yeah, shake
your
head.
You're not talking about federal money or anything. You're talking about all together throughout the U.S.
He's like a total religious zealot, and those kinds of people believe that birth control is, anti-God. That how dare you, if you're going to have sex, you should just roll the dice. And if there's a baby, then there's a baby.
Well,
and certainly no abortion.
And this makes as much sense as not looking both ways when you cross the street, right? Like, so, if you're going to have sex and you don't want, you're not looking for another child.
That's a good point. You should trust in God and just cross the street without looking, right?
If God wants you to have a child, you'll have a child from having sex. If God wants you to make it across the street, you'll make it across the street without looking.
That's
why
right.
In the world would you look both ways if you cross the street?
You're a sinner if you do.
Right, and that's really what it comes down to. You want to take control of your life in some way, shape, or form. So the suggestion is that you shouldn't have sex unless you wish to procreate. It doesn't make any sense at all.
By the way, speaking of this Santorum guy, have either of you seen the commercial? And I don't watch TV, I only see these things on the internet. For anyone who has Googled Santorum, you know it's a certain, there's this terminology that has been created. Dan Savage is a sex columnist, and a very gay sex columnist, who came and, he created this particular terminology, Santorum. I'm not going to tell you exactly what it means on the air, because it probably would violate FCC rules.
It's certainly scatological.
But it is, let's say, a frothy mixture of something, and there's this commercial where they are, I guess, attacking Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney is some actor that is designed to look like Mitt Romney, has a machine gun, and he's like
a mud-slinging machine gun.
Right, he's lurking about, and there's like mud being slung, but it looks like a brown, frothy mixture, and it looks like Santorum is fighting back with his brown, frothy
mixture.
It
looks like everybody's throwing Santorum at everyone is what it looks
right,
like.
Right, right. Yeah. It's really funny. And like, this is his campaign team that came up with this, so it's just incredible. Art imitates life, I guess, in that case.
Well, it says to me how out of touch primary Republican voters are. Because if they didn't find that funny, then I don't know what to do about that. When you're talking about Santorum and characters like Santorum, yeah, they can put up a really good fight in some states. They can get a lot of votes in some states. Huckabee is another one that comes to mind. But that's not good enough. Santorum doesn't have legs in a general election. He doesn't have anything, and he doesn't have nubs on which to crawl in a general election. He cannot win. It's just so weird that he even has some kind of, that he's getting anything out of this.
I thought Santorum was well out of this race. I had no idea he was still even in this thing. Is he just going for states, didn't he? Well, isn't he just going for like a Mike Gravel thing now, where he's just like, haha, I'm still in the race. I'll just make some funny videos while I still have some campaign money.
Look at my sweater vest. Buy them.
He is literally still in this. He has won some straw polls, none of them that actually carry real delegates with them. But
he still has more delegates than Ron Paul.
Probably not. I mean, this delegate thing's really touch and go. You'll see the mainstream media report that
that's
has more
where
delegates.
I'm getting that from.
Yeah, has more delegates, but the mainstream media, frankly, doesn't understand how these delegates work.
Isn't he really just going for another Fox show? He just like wants to be some show host or something like Huckabee.
It wouldn't surprise me.
No,
Huckabee's going to be a radio star.
No,
so.
Right.
Well,
this guy
worked out for Huckabee. So
there are four people in the Republican primary race. And none of them have a chance. I mean, that's really what it comes
to.
Right, so they're just making
Ron Paul hasn't won a single state.
But you don't think he has a chance against Barack Obama?
That's not the statement that I made. They don't have a chance of winning.
Well, someone's going to win.
Somebody's going to win. That's the crazy thing, is you have four losers in this race, and somebody's going to win it. I mean, Mitt Romney, you're not going to get the independents out to vote for Mitt Romney. I'll help you with that hope and change that I brought you. I'm going to really represent America. Because I'm so rich. I mean, like, nobody's going to vote for this guy. Gingrich is like a walking hand grenade. He's so angry and dangerous. Santorum is so far out of the fringe, and then most Republicans can't get behind Ron Paul.
Well, I can get behind Ron Paul. I don't know. There are a lot of more people who are hearing his message because the others are so crazy.
Yeah. But a lot of those people can't vote in the Republican primary, you know? I think Ron Paul has the best chance in the general against Barack Obama. And I think there's a really good argument he's the only one that can beat Obama. But
if Americans want peace, then he's the only one who can beat
Obama. What evidence do we have of that?
There's plenty of evidence of that.
The Americans want peace?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not enough to go to the voting booth.
Well, I think
one of the reasons why Barack Obama was elected.
Yeah, and I think that one of the Occupy statements or demands was an end to the wars. If I read those correctly, I think that a lot of people are out in the streets protesting.
War
that
is
they
an
want
unpopular
an
thing right now in this country.
Ron Paul wins the Republican nomination. I just don't see a lot of evidence that he's going to do it. I mean, at this point, he hasn't won.
You can't get your hopes up about those sorts of things. For me, Ron Paul is a message campaign, and he's doing a darn good job.
But they're all just message campaign. I mean, they're all. I guess
there's only one message that matters.
There's only one message campaign, but the other ones don't have a chance of winning. They're all terrible candidates. I mean, you know, sadly, there's not one of those great candidates that's going to lead the Republicans in. Not that I care. I mean, you know,
I don't care either.
Romney or
like
Gingrich
said,
get the nod, Romney, Gingrich, or Santorum get the nod. Obviously, I'm voting for somebody else. So.
The only thing I'm bummed out about is that Ron Paul, I guess they've canceled a couple of the debates, which is a disappointment. People are getting tired of debating or something.
Yeah, they've had enough of these debates.
I say have more, because the more they can have, the more Ron Paul gets airtime, the more new people are going to flip across the channel, and they're going to see this Ron Paul talking about
liberty.
There
might be a few, but I think people are really sick of these things at this point.
I think that maybe it's just my perception, but I think there have been a lot more debates than I've ever seen in the past.
I think you're right.
Yeah, haven't there been more of these?
I don't need to see another one.
It sure seems like it. There's another one coming up in, looks like tomorrow night. In Mesa, but it's been about a month since the last debate, and the next one after this is another month down the road.
A debate's going to help Gingrich. It's not going to help anybody else.
Well, I disagree. I think anytime you can get the message of liberty onto national airwaves is a good thing, and that's going to help.
I'm talking about the presidential race.
Who cares about all that?
Right. You're talking about getting a message out, and, you know, that's fine and dandy.
So what's the message that Santorum is getting out? Now.
Satan has these quotes from Santorum here. Him in front. I mean, he does a lot of his little campaigning at churches, which I do not understand. How in the world these places can allow this guy to stand in them?
Is this like the Hail Mary, political campaign move? Like he's got nothing left, so he's going to pull Satan out?
Nothing left. He's the front runner.
Is he?
What? Yes. You people are that out of touch. Santorum's the front runner.
I don't follow the federal government.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. More coming up. More about this Satan thing.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. The number, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. You control the content of the site. You find something online that you think's interesting, share it with other listeners by submitting it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then others get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestions, and you vote on things as well. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com.
If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys just cost too much, well, you need to know about jurisdictionary.com. Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. or people who need to know what their attorneys are doing with, too. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. You need to know how to make courtroom objections, how to make motions to get evidence and get hearings and all the things that you know that go on in the courtroom. If you don't know them, they're going to run right over you. You know, there was a time when I took a course on auto mechanics. Now, I don't fix my own car, but when I go into the mechanic shop, those people know at least that I know what I'm talking about, and they don't screw me around. Jurisdictionary.com. The course is so easy, the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. Go check it out at jurisdictionary.com. There's lots of free tools and things there for you to try out. When you buy the product, you can get actually instant access online when you do, but the 4-CD package will be in the mail to you. When you buy the product, remember to use the pull-down. Mention Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we continue discussing this Rick Santorum guy. He is out there on the campaign trail talking about Satan. What's he saying?
Well, here's some quotes. Basically, in the quotes, he mentions Satan and essentially the personification of evil as a real being. And I don't live in a world where Satan exists. You know, like, that's not what my life's like. But some...
Just a tool.
Lots of people
just
do.
Just a tool of Satan.
I must be, right?
You're a vessel.
If I'm not with...
you're not with him, you're against him.
Right. So I must be... since I don't believe Satan exists, I must be a tool of Satan. Obviously, if you were Satan, you would want people to not believe you existed,
or,
right?
Or I guess it would be, if you're not with us, meaning the evangelicals, yes, you're with Satan.
Yeah, this explains a lot about you, Mark. I'm learning a lot here.
Let me give some of the quotes here from Santorum.
It looks like a tool to me.
Satan has his sights set on the United States of America. This is a quote from Rick Santorum. Satan is attacking the great institutions of America, using those great vices of pride, vanity, sensuality as the root to attack all the strong plants that has so deeply rooted in the American tradition.
Is this a quote?
Yeah, these are quotes. Okay. These are in quote marks. As if politicians haven't been stricken by pride and vanity since the very beginning. You know, the suggestion is that America is this great God-created thing and that Satan's attempting to attack it. That's basically what he was saying from the...
favorite country.
Am I supposed to take him literally? He's saying...
Yes!
Well, in one sense, okay, so he's talking about Satan and then he says that he's attacking plants. And so I know that that's supposed to be metaphorical. So, like, is the whole sentence metaphorical? I'm hoping.
That's kind of the thing that I wonder here when people... Because a lot of, you know, I don't know. I think that people give some folks a pass on the Satan thing, talking about it just as though it is evil. The evil that we are fighting. I don't really even believe in evil. I believe that people do things and, you know, that those things are moral or immoral, but... I don't believe in, like, evil, like a black-hearted person that only does bad things or something like that. I just don't believe in that.
He's sitting there in his sweater vest telling the American people some sort of bedtime story to scare them as they go to sleep. I mean, oh, Satan, he has his sights on America. Watch out.
He says he attacks us all, and he attacks all of our institutions. I mean, that's exactly what he's doing. You know, Satan's out there.
Fire and brimstone.
Going after people.
And, you know, speaking of Santorum, didn't the church lady wear a sweater vest? Isn't that what she would wear? A
cardigan. SNL? Is that from SNL?
Yeah.
Is it a cardigan? Anyway, she certainly wore a sweater. I wonder how many people believe in Satan. Because
You say you had some numbers?
I've gone and done some research, but it is of no value whatsoever.
What do you mean?
The numbers stretch so far and wide.
I bet you it varies by demographic. It varies by location.
Sure it does. How many? What percentage?
Bible Belt is going to be higher than, say, New Hampshire.
One number, a pretty common number was 66% of Americans believe in Satan.
66.
And another one was as high as 70% of Americans believe in Satan. And then I've got a number here from Christian Today, ChristianToday.com, and it says, let's see, American Christians. What percentage of American Christians do you believe in Satan?
99.7%.
What?
Well,
I'm going to say 50.
No,
I'll make it 99.6. You can flip it upside down.
So you're saying the Christians are less likely to believe in Satan than...
I've got my fingers crossed over here. I'm hoping.
It's 35% according to this article. So 35% of Christians, and then other articles claim... I think this is just stupid polls that get repeated.
Wow.
You know, what... Crazy. Is Satan a personification of evil, or is he just like this term, that this poetic term for evil?
So between like 35% and 70% of the U.S. believes that Satan is a real guy that's going after people and has his sights on America?
To me, it's one thing to believe in God, okay? You know, okay, God, gotcha. It's another thing entirely to take the step over to the devil. Because once you've gone to the step to the devil, then you're you know, the next little stepping stones to angels and demons flying around sticking pitchforks in people's brains. I mean, you're right there. It's bam, bam, bam. All of it, you know, you believe in the devil, you believe in all that other stuff.
Right. I'm going to be watching my back for Yosemite Sam next.
We don't have any control of our lives, and, you know, spiritual universe is more important than the physical one, and all these other things that go along with it. Powers and principalities. Rulers in heavenly places, you know, these kind of things.
So you probably already saw the Reuters poll about Satan. Did you see that one?
I don't know. I just did several.
I just did a quick Google, and they polled 2,455 U.S. adults, and they did this in 2005. And they found that 82% believed in God, 79% believed in miracles, 75% in heaven, 72% in that Jesus is God and the Son of God. Belief in hell and the devil was expressed by 62%.
So that's still the lowest number, it seems, out of these. Even
35% of Christians, according to Christian Today, believe that Satan
source?
Is real.
What's their source? A poll on their website?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's relevant here. This is Zogby, an official kind of scientific polling organization, doing a telephone poll of over 2,400 people. I'll take that ahead of what you're saying.
You're telling me that more than 60% of Americans believe in the devil?
That's what the poll found.
I mean,
but it may be 60% of Americans with telephones at home.
How far are we
so
from
it could be older Americans.
Believing that that AIDS is caused by demons then? I mean, really?
Not far, I guess.
You know, I mean, if you believe this stuff that Jesus came to earth instead of the God came to earth in the form of his son in order to satisfy his own bloodlust that he created, whatever, if you believe that story, then and he spent his time casting demons out and throwing them into pigs or whatever, rather than teaching people to wash their hands after they go poop. I mean, for God's sake! I mean, wow! This is nuts.
Well, he's going to take Santorum's word that he knows what's up with Jesus and the devil.
Every time you get near Santorum, you should wash your hands.
Do you have... Oh, man, do we... 855-453. Is there more about Santorum on Satan? Because I want to hear it. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Do you believe in Satan? Tell us.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of these airwaves, dial toll free and bring up whatever you want. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there. We've got listening options, and they are free, of course. You can go and enjoy our live streams in broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, different bandwidth sizes for your internet connection. Pick the one that sounds best and works best for you. Over at listen.freetalklive.com, you'll also learn about the over 100 great radio stations airing the show at various times throughout the week, and our satellite listening options, webcam, listen lines as well, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get involved there. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Derek J., are you registered for the Liberty Forum?
I am not at this time.
Oh, no. What?
Oh, I know.
Are you
going to
go?
I wanted to go Saturday. I'm going to be going up there for one day, meeting a bunch of folks and shaking hands and, you know, connecting with people. But, no, I haven't registered.
I see. So it's your intention to just show up the day of and get a day pass?
Yes.
Cool. Well, it's going to be good to have you there because I know a lot of people are probably interested in meeting you after having heard you, you know, on this show and seeing your videos over at liveforyourdance.com and over at freekeen.com. And in fact, the Liberty Forum is this week and it's all weekend long. If you can make it up for more than a day, you should go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can get registered there. That's freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and use discount code FTL2012 to save 10%. Even though it's a last minute registration, you will still be able to get the discount. Unfortunately, it's too late to get into the luncheons or dinners. They had to get those orders in, I think, by Sunday. So you can still get in. You can still come to all of the events that are happening, and there are a lot of things happening. There's going to be the civil disobedience panel that I'll be speaking on. It's always a great panel. Plus other discussions about like moving to New Hampshire, people's experiences in moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is, of course, a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all converging to the same geographic area. And in this case, this weekend, hundreds of those thousands will be
converging in the same hotel for the weekend. And it's going to be a blast. It's always a good time. After hours parties, daytime, convention. It is just a wonderful experience getting to meet hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. So if you can be there this weekend, even if it is just for a day, come on up. You're not going to regret spending the time at the Liberty Forum. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. And the guest speakers are going to be fantastic as well. Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime. Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture.
I'm very interested in meeting him.
Yeah, he's a hero as far as I'm concerned. The guy is very brave. He'll stand up in front of any cop and continue to record video, even if it gets him arrested. And obviously there are a lot of people here in New Hampshire that can understand and empathize with that because many of us have been arrested or threatened with arrest for similar things. So he'll be there. Peter Schiff, the investment advisor, will be speaking, also giving a seminar, as I understand it. Prax Girl from YouTube will be on the premises. Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine, as I mentioned. Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government, and many more. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and use discount code FTL2012. We'll see you there. We're broadcasting live. In fact, Mark, we've got this show and tomorrow, and then we're going to be there. So Thursday night's our first night from the Liberty Forum.
Yeah.
All right, 855-453, do you believe in Satan? Because that's what Santorum has been out there talking about on the campaign trail, clearly believing this is going to resonate with Americans, and they're going to hear his message about the devil, and they're going to vote for him because he is the one man chosen by God who will be able to... Well, I don't know if he said these things, but isn't this kind of the intimation, right? Like, if he's talking about how Satan's trying to take over the country, just elect me, and I'll stop it. Is that pretty much his pitch?
I don't know what's going on in his mind or the campaign rooms in the back or anything like that. I have no idea. But what you say certainly makes sense to me. That would be juxtaposed to this headline from CNSnews.com, Ron Paul on social conservatism. I think it's a losing position. Mm-hmm. And I've got to say that I think it's a losing position, too. But then I see things like these numbers, and the claim of how many people believe in the United States believe in Satan. And I'm stunned. You know, frankly, I'm stunned. If you believe that Satan's real, why the heck aren't you in church acting like a frickin' Christian? I mean, because most of America doesn't.
Doesn't go to church?
Doesn't go to church or act like Christians.
Well, I don't know. I do see Santorum making these claims that, you know, he knows about the celestial realm, and that he's insinuating he has a direct line with the big guy in the sky, and
just
Satan.
Like the Pope.
Well, yeah. So isn't he claiming he has
that, yeah,
the same knowledge as the Pope, then?
Well, I think that I'll back him on that. I believe that everybody has the same line as the Pope does.
going to believe him? Is there anyone out there who's seriously going to believe that Santorum knows better than they do or than the Pope does?
No,
about
they believe that Santorum knows as well as they do. There are lots of people that believe that they talk to God throughout the day. And, you know, I'm not even that far from that position. I believe that God communicates with us all day. But I don't think that he's sending me messages about, you know, things like, what television shows I should be watching or what my, whether or not people should get, you know, gay people should get married or, you know, like all these things that seem to be these crusades that the right, the moral majority types, not that they're a majority, by the way, actually go on.
So I've got another piece here. I'm looking at this Santorum on Satan thing.
I've got a quote here.
Go ahead.
This is a spiritual war.
That was the one I was about to read.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And the father of lies has, that's Satan, just for anybody who doesn't know, has his sights on what you would think the father of lies would have his sights on. A good, decent, powerful, influential country, the United States of America. If you were Satan, who would you attack in this day and age?
Uh-oh.
So I have a problem with this. We're all sinners before God. Our righteousness is like dirty rags. By the way, in some translations I've heard, it's like menstrual rags before God. Okay, so yucky. Especially when you're talking about a paternalistic religion that considers women to be less than men. Yucky, yucky. This is what our righteousness is before God. So his claim that this is a good nation, consider that during the Iraq War, 90% of the deaths were civilian deaths. civilian non-combatant deaths. Now, I'm going to assume that a good percentage of those civilian non-combatant deaths were probably people who had nothing to do with that conflict. Mm-hmm. The United States, during that conflict, just a few years ago, murdered a good percentage of the people, of the deaths during
it's
that
not
war.
Murder when they do it.
Was a good, well, yes,
it's
it is.
It's illegal killing.
No, no, it's not. It's murder. And
well, that's, I'm just saying what they would say.
I don't care. He's making a claim that this is a good nation. There has not been any regret. There has not been any asking for forgiveness. So therefore, this is not a good nation. This is a nation besmirched by sin, not worthy of God. That, I'm only talking about their religion. I don't believe this. I'm not making any positive claims for myself. I'm only speaking of the religion Christianity that I have a really good basis of understanding for, and how he can say that this is a good and decent nation, and powerful, I'm certainly not going to deny, and influential, I'm not going to deny, but good and decent, how can he make that claim when there have been no asking for forgiveness? Well, I mean, the nation's asked for forgiveness on a few different topics.
Well, the nation can't do anything. It's just an idea. They're only individuals.
He has made the claim that it is a good and decent nation. So, therefore, he has to. He's made a positive statement. I'm not making any positive statements. I'm only, you know, understand. I only understand the Bible as I understand the Bible. And so, therefore, you can't say it's good. It's like saying Jeffrey Dahmer's good.
Santorum's talking a bunch of baloney. I hope that all this just peters out and everyone forgets how ridiculous he is. Because aren't Christians supposed to be asking, what would Jesus do? And
right?
Not, like, who would Satan attack? That's, I mean, that sounds like a rhino in sheep's clothing to me.
It's precisely what it is. But this guy's got legs. He's the front runner right now.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I would like to hear from you, if you're someone who believes in Satan. And also, if you believe in Satan, how do you feel about what Santorum is saying here? Do you believe this, you know, this line that America's a good place and that Satan would target here more so than anywhere else? 855-450-FREE. What about your beliefs on the devil? 1-855-450-FREE. You take control.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find a variety of different products because it's Amazon. You'll go to shop.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to our site, where you'll see some choices. You get to choose which Amazon you'd like to shop from. So it can be Amazon Canada, Amazon US, Amazon Germany, etc. So click on the one that's right for you, and then Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So whatever it is you want to buy through Amazon, just start shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. You get stuff you want at great prices delivered to your door, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Simon, listening to XM in Tennessee. Simon, are you actually listening to us on XM right now?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm listening on the headset. I'm just so used to listening on XM.
Okay, I was going to say, we're not supposed to start there until 10 o'clock at night Eastern, so go ahead.
Yeah, just to be on the funny side, I called last month to Coast to Coast AM, and one might ask themselves, why would I call such a small show like you now that I've hit the big time?
You're a big star.
But I wanted to just kind of briefly go over some Rick Santorum deal. My wife was kind of leaning toward his way, and I was trying to come up with some ideas to let her know about. You know, I know, of course, he probably won't want to get out of the 130 countries around the world, like y'all say, that we're in. And also to kind of hit on the, what is the birth control deal? Now, would it be his voting record where he actually says, oh, women cannot use birth control, or is it where is that just his own belief? I mean, wouldn't there be a little bit of a difference there? I mean, I'm Ron Paul all the way, putting up Ron Paul signs, but I just kind of wanted to see what your other viewpoints besides the birth control and kind of his voting record maybe on that. I know you're, that sounds kind of like me. It's hard to study every single candidate, you know, and all the voting records and all that is kind of a bit much, but
The Ron Paul campaign has had a couple of commercials out. You could probably go to ronpaul2012.com and find the commercials, but or just Google Ron Paul Santorum commercial and you'll find several of them. He's had several commercials that have come out that have actually talked about his voting record on issues like spending, because Santorum is at the very best, a fiscal moderate, and Ron Paul has called him a fiscal liberal. So you know, he's certainly socially conservative, but there are lots of people in the world that are socially conservative and fiscally liberal. Comes to mind Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. These are some people that are socially conservative, but they're fiscally liberal. They believe the government has a place and has the ability to control the marketplace and is going to have some kind of success doing that. So if you just take a look at some of those ads, you'll probably find out some points that will work on your wife if those kind of issues are motivating to her.
Okay, according to the news, by the way, Simon, just to answer your question, Santorum, according to Time Magazine, has said he personally opposes birth control, but allegedly has come out afterwards and said that it should still be available. So that's he's kind of between those two locations.
Okay, me and my wife have had discussions this quite a bit, you know, and she was on some birth control and then ended up having a miscarriage, and it's just, you know, I'd really encourage women to really, I'm not sure if there has to be a cleansing process after your own birth control, you know, but if you're trying to avoid a miscarriage, kind of seems like there's some statistics there, like, that could be harmful if you're worried about that, but I definitely hope that he wouldn't try to push that and make the decision for women, you know, but on the other issues, it sounds like there's plenty of things to go against him as far as just big government, right, like you're saying, and I'll definitely study that some more, and as far as him coming, he's actually coming to Chattanooga, Tennessee, is what my wife saw on the news. He's coming to a church we used to go to. And I think what it is, they kind of rent out the building. I'm not sure what they've done at other churches.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still letting them come to the church. So it is seems kind of unusual, you know, to let them come there. But then again, if Ron Paul was coming, I'd be pretty happy. So.
Right. I mean, you know, I just wonder. I mean, I'm not complaining about it too much, but I do wonder. I mean, if this place is if this organization doesn't pay income taxes or corporate taxes or any kind of taxes, and the place doesn't pay property taxes, then how is it that they can go about having people from, you know, politicians speak there? I mean, it just doesn't, to me, it doesn't make any sense. Some towns, the biggest place to meet is one of the churches, though. So it can make it difficult. Most of the time, they don't come to those size towns. They're looking to draw a big crowd.
Hey, Simon, so do you believe in Satan?
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Now, what I was wondering is, something funny you could do, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen The Haunting, our documentary such as that. I really like The Haunting. It was on Discovery Channel, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. Really good documentary on there. And I was thinking, well, you could just find the most haunted place in King, New Hampshire, around there. Go stay there for, you know, a week, or maybe even start renting and living there. I mean, these are some really crazy stories. And, but then again, I guess if something crazy happened to you, if you did go do that, I guess you could always say, well, yeah, things didn't move around. Things were thrown at me and nobody was there, you know, such as is on some of these documentaries. I guess you could always say, well, it may be something else. It's not necessarily Satan, but I think you would be more keen, like, you know, to say, well, there's something going on. I mean, there's
something. If something threw a vase at me, I would suddenly believe in the devil.
Are you serious?
What? Well,
wait a minute. Ghosts aren't the same as Satan.
No, they're not. But I mean, I'm open to everything at that point.
Well, why would demons or ghosts or whatever be restricted by the boundaries of, like, say, a building? Aren't they able to just walk around all over the place?
I would imagine that they are. It's my understanding that they can't take corporeal form or move things physically. That all they can do is mess with your brain or something.
Well, right. I mean, I like what Derek's saying here. I mean, if it's Satan, then he would be everywhere, tempting everyone at, you know, in any way possible, right? He wouldn't confine his activities to the creepy old house down the street. So, wait, does that mean, Simon, that you believe in Satan, but that's just he's restricted to haunted houses?
Oh, no, I believe, like Mark's saying about the whole Christianity thing. Well, I don't know if you mentioned it, but, you know, there's what is it? I forget. It's one-third. So there's more than just Satan, you know, that's all around. But yes, I believe the biblical view on all that, that there's a bunch of demons, and I'm not sure how many that would be, you know, but all around.
Legion. It's a third of the angels were cast down with Satan. But that doesn't, you know, I mean, a third of a trillion, it's a lot of darn demons.
So tell me more about your beliefs. So you believe that there are demons running around. What does that mean? Are they inhabiting the bodies of humans? How does that work?
Well, I grew up Southern Baptist. They didn't really believe in a lot of the, you know, come down to the altar and get your freedom. But then there's a pastor in town that got, I guess, so-called baptized in the Holy Ghost. And then he got into all that. He was just kind of more northern, you know, more mainstream. And he got to where he would tell people. He even claimed, I mean, I talked to them, and they said that they had a guy come, drove a long ways, wanting to show his demons but didn't really want to get saved and get free of them. And they said, well, we won't pray for you if you just want to, you know. So that's an example, yes. But I do believe that you can have that and be delivered from it.
So this guy came up to show his demons, and did you see this happen?
They told me, but because he didn't seem like he really wanted to be freed and be saved, he just kind of, I'm not sure, maybe wanted to mess with the people at that church. I'm not sure, but I tried to kind of say this thing, and, you know, Coast to Coast AM, like I was mentioning, a lot of different stories, documentaries, and just reading the Bible and praying about it, you know, that's just the belief I've come to believe.
You say you grew up Southern Baptist, Simon. Do you still go to church?
Yes, we're actually right outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee. I go to a Southern Baptist church again, but they're kind of more have more freedom in worship, and I still listen to all sorts of kind of preaching. Yes.
Now, I'm not willing, I understand where you're coming from on ghosts. You know, I'm not willing to say, you know, there's nothing weird ever happens in this world. I'm not willing to go out on that limb. I don't see it until then. I'm not going to operate in my life like it exists. But at the same time, I'm not going to get all bent out of shape. For me, the biggest problem with Christianity is hell and the threat thereof, because I think it drives people insane and you know, makes them do all kinds of crazy stuff. But, you know, I guess my question is this. How many... as a percentage of diseases, how many diseases are caused by demons?
I'd have to really study. My wife told me I shouldn't say that all the time, study things for. But, you know, I have a little trouble retaining a lot. You know, I try to study a lot, but retaining it's a little difficult. But as far as caused by demons, I really hard to say. I know my dad, for instance, of course, I shouldn't say too much, but, you know, he struggled with drinking a little bit. He claimed that he was going to stop drinking. He heard a lion roar. This is what he told me. And of course, you could say, well, he was drinking, right? But I think he said he was stopped drinking. And then something was banging on the wall so loud that he actually called the cops. So, for instance, you know, he said diseases, but some people would say drinking, he called a disease, you know.
Right.
So does that mean that the demons were trying to get him to drink by having a lion roar and things banging around?
Some, you know, the people hanging around, and I've heard, you know, you say it's a stronghold, and yes, you know.
You think they just roll in an open bar? I mean, forget all the roaring.
Fascinating.
I said you'd think they would just roll in an open bar, because nothing gets me act more more satanic than an open bar.
I know. I want to know more about demons. If you want to hang through the news, I'd like you to tell us more if you got the time, Simon. If not, no problem. More coming up here. Hour number 2 is on the way. If you want to tell us about your belief in demons, I'd love to hear more. What do they do? What is the purpose of these demons? 855-453 is Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.